going to answer some of the questions that you guys submitted from the Prime program, and you can kind of listen along, and hopefully I don't state your name when I get your question. And if you have another question, you can just log in at drboyceprime.com and I will answer your question. So just a reminder, we have a support team at support@theblackbusinessschool.com. If you have any questions about your Prime membership or anything connected to that. So I'm going to answer the questions that I have in front of me, and we're going to hop in right now. So Dave Joseph is asking, what are your thoughts on using a HELOC to purchase stocks to sell call options with passive incomes? Which stocks do you recommend? Two things. Number one, again, this is not investing advice, but yeah, we have a lot of students who've done little things like maybe used a HELOC or something like that. And what people don't know is that by borrowing a certain amount of money through a HELOC, it would generate enough income that you could literally pay all your bills and never have to go to work again. If you've been a saver or you built up some home equity or you have a family investment club with little money sitting that isn't active, it's a great way to generate income. And so the stocks that that you can pick, I know Affirm is one of my favorites, but then also there's a list of Dr. Boyce moneymakers I give you guys every week. If you log in at drboyceprime.com, you can find that list right now. I'm going to update that list this week, and we're going to have a class meeting Thursday, and we're going to do another Q&A on Saturday, and I'm going to show you my precise procedure that I use to generate the income for my family every week. Reginald Sykes says, do I need to purchase the stock before I do anything related to call options? My interpretations, everything I've seen so far, is that I can just buy a certain number of contracts at an appropriate strike price that expires on an appropriate expiration date. Okay, if you're buying call options, you don't need to own any of the stock. Buying the call option allows you to get access to the upside of the stock without actually buying the stock. So you save money, you give leverage to yourself. That's a an easy flip for people that really want to sort of gamble. Now, what we do in Prime, though, is we're more conservative. I'm more into finding safe ways to generate income, because I know a lot of you were looking to find ways to make extra money. So we actually go on the sell side. Now, when you go on the sell side, you do have to own at least 100 shares of a stock in order to sell call options on that stock. You can't just sell call options on stock that you don't own. Now, there is an example of the poor man's covered call, which I put that an example of that inside drboyceprime.com. So you guys can log in and take a look at that. And also, if you're not sure about the procedure of how to, get the calls, get the puts, set up the collars, manage your risk, do the roll-ups, roll-downs, things like that, go through the section called Prime 101. Prime 101 is for beginners, and that's inside your membership at drboyceprime.com. If you get stuck on anything, just email the support team, which is at support@theblackbusinessschool.com, and they'll take care of you. Sean is asking, when the weekly expiration date comes for the sell call option, what is the next step? Well, when the weekly expiration date comes, you want to determine, just like a basketball game, you got to determine, did we win or did we lose? And the way you determine if you won or lost is based on what the price is relative to the strike price. So if you're selling a cover call, if the price is above the strike, then your shares will get called. Somebody's going to come and buy them from you. That's not necessarily a loss for you, though, because if you set your strike price right, you can make money regardless. You can make money if it goes up or if it goes down. And so if it's below the strike, then you can simply let the call expire and then sell another one on Monday. And that's what I do. I just, the ones that go into the money, I decide if I want to keep them, which determines if I do a roll up or a roll down. The ones that are out of the money, I just wait until Monday and I just go right back in, sell the same calls and make a few thousand dollars from that. So it's a nice little process. If you can manage the portfolio, it becomes like a little paycheck that you can have, but you need a capital base to make it work. So it really works well if you do it with either your own funds, or maybe you have a family member that you can partner with or something like that. But you have to have a little bit of capital in order for it to work effectively. What happens if you did nothing when the weekly expiration date comes for the sell call option? If it's in the money, then someone's going to come and buy your shares. It's going to take them that night at midnight. And then they're going to put money in your account for the shares that they bought. Let's see. This is on the Robinhood app, and the puts are in place till September 26th. Yeah. So again, even if you do nothing, if it expires worthless, it expires worthless. You can open a new contract on Monday. If it's in the money, then someone's going to come and buy your shares if you don't do a roll up. Betty Barnett asks, I have 65 shares of Affirm through Cash App. I would like to increase my shares to 100. To make money off the 100 shares, I grasp the concept of making money off of my stocks. Am I able to transfer the stocks to another platform? Okay, so if it's on Robinhood, Betty, it is very difficult to transfer shares off of Robinhood to another platform. I've done it. It's not easy. Their customer service has gotten better, so maybe it's easier now. The other platforms make it easier for you to move your shares around. I don't mind Robinhood for selling covered calls, but at the same time, you can do it on a lot of platforms. Robinhood makes it really easy for you to get the margin. You just have to make sure you get trained on how to manage your margin so the debt doesn't cause you any problems. But it can actually increase your leverage and help you increase your income substantially. Tyson Williams, hey, Doc, do you think that conducting a prime class with students following along and doing options transactions with fake money on a platform like Charles Schwab, Fidelity, or Robinhood would be good for the beginners? Yeah, you know what, Tyson, we've actually, I talked to one of our support team members in the Black Business School, and they're actually setting up some paper trading systems where you guys can actually go in and buy stocks and practice, so you don't actually have to put up real money, because I know some of you have a little apprehension about that, and so we get a chance to really practice, and in fact, I want to make it a competition where, you know, the student who does the best and makes the most money in the stock market game gets some kind of award, free classes or something. So you can email support@theblackbusinessschool.com to find out more. Also, if you use your login, drboyceprime.com, there's plenty of stuff in there for you when it comes to either learning about stocks, learning about stock options, all different strategies from straddles and strangles, buy, sell, you know, collars, you know, everything, the married puts, whatever it is you want to do, all that's in there, butterflies, condors, all that stuff. But really the sell side is the fun side for me. Jennifer Castleberry, I would like to schedule one-on-one with Dr. Boyce. Send me the link. All right, Jennifer. So what I'm going to do is refer you to Chanel, or you can email Chanel, Chanell, at BoyceWatkins.com. It's spelled C-H-A, that's one N and two L's, Chanel at BoyceWatkins.com. She can help you set up a one-on-one. One-on-ones are good if you have a little bit of capital and you want to see my portfolio. I would literally open it up and show you what I'm doing. And if you have a little bit of capital, maybe it works best if you have at least, say, $30,000 or more in your account. And I can show you exactly what I would buy based on what I'm doing with my money and how I make money for my own family. And that's what the one-on-ones, where they can add value for you. So if you don't know what to do, I can literally walk you right through it. So I'm going to take your note and send it to Chanel right now. And also, another shortcut though, is if you want to just figure it out on your own, you can log in at drboyceprime.com. And then every now and then we do private VIP sessions with a small number of students to kind of allow you to, work together with others that are in the class. All right. Next question. All right, so first thing I want to say, too, is we do have a class coming up Thursday. What's today? The 6th. It's the 9th. And then another one-on-one for beginners class on Saturday, which is going to be me just pretty much walking you through the process of getting started. Let's see. Kamisha says, when I make a call option, am I selling 100 shares of that particular stock at one time? You're not selling the stock. You're selling the options. You're selling the rights to the stock, not the stock itself. If you log in to drboyceprime.com, I take you through, there's numerous examples on how to do it. So follow through those examples. Look for the section on Prime 101. That'll get you started. To earn weekly payments with the call options, can you advise step-by-step actions? Yes, just log in and it's right there. If you can't find it, email our great support team, support@theblackbusinessschool.com, and they can explain where everything is. We have a simple roadmap to get started. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so make sure you use your login, and everything is in there. Travis, can you make income without owning 100 shares of a debit call spread by just buying options? Can we have a short video on how to do this with Robinhood E-Trade? Yeah, I can show you how to buy. Actually, in the stock options material, I actually have an introduction to stock options training camp, stuff like that, that's part of your membership in Prime. Basically, I show you how to buy options. And now I can show you again. I mean, we can do it over and over again. Now, buying options, remember, though, you're on the buy side. That's the debit side. Debit means you're putting money out. Credit means you're getting money in, right? So Prime, the big kicker in Prime is digging around to find the stocks where you can actually sell the options instead of buy them. And what that does is that generates income. So you're not buying, you're not taking on risk. You're not trying to gamble. You are selling the risk. You're giving the risk to someone else in exchange for cash flow. So what I have found is that if you were to buy a certain number of stocks in some of the companies that we mentioned in the moneymakers list, your income is better than it would be if you were doing, say, real estate or anything else. And the best part is it's much more liquid. And also, you don't have to do any work to get this money. You just have to know how to manage your risk. And that's where the Prime program can help you the most. But if you want to go on the buy side, sure, you can. Just beware, though, when you buy an out-of-the-money call option, All the research shows that that buying out of the money call options is not a winning strategy, that on average, you're going to lose your money. And so so the reason I tell you to get on the sell side is because if they're losing money, you're making money. I want to be on the side that's making money. And also, I'm not on the side of greed. I'm not trying to flip, you know, $1,000 into $5,000. I'd rather take my capital base and generate that consistent $3,000-$5,000 a week in income. And then eliminate the risk and get rid of that. Right now, actually, I generate more than that. But some of you are between $3,000 and $7,000, $8,000 a week. And I think it's surprising for people because until you actually do it, you really don't think it's even possible. I have people that literally don't believe me when I tell them that there is the money out there. You just have to have a capital base, though. If you have a capital base, it's very easy to generate income through stock options. All right. So Tony Boutte says, Dr. Watkins, can you please explain how I can close a call option position once it is in the money rather than waiting for the expiration? Yes, you can go in. And it sounds like that might be a rollover or a close, right? So a close would mean that every buy has to be balanced with a sell. So that means if you bought something, you have to sell it later. If you sold something, you got to buy it back. So you could just buy back the option that you sold. That ends the contract. Your buy neutralizes the sell. You can also do a rollover. Rollover is where you're buying back the old option and selling a new one, right? So that's all inside. If you log into drboysprime.com, there are examples on how to do that. Numerous examples for sure. All right. So let's see. Darian. Dr. Boyce, I have 400 shares of Marathon. Okay. I'm selling two contracts per week, expiring 2 weeks out. And when Monday rolls around, I do the same thing for the other 200. Let me know your thoughts about the strategy. I think that can work. I would just make sure that you manage your risk, you know, kind of make sure, look at where your put options are. Make sure that you are doing what you want. Some of you want higher income, which means you give up more of the upside in order to get higher income, or maybe you sell time. Remember, the beauty of options is that you can actually buy and sell time. And so if you want to increase your income, you can sell more time, but everything has a trade-off. Everything has a yin and a yang. So never forget that when it comes to investing in options, there's no such thing as a free lunch. When you get something, you're giving something up. When you give something up, you're supposed to get something. And so make sure you're getting what you want to receive and only giving up what you're willing to let go of. Okay. All right. So Darian Bird. Okay, I already answered your question, Darian. Okay, it looks like it's in here twice, so let me keep going. So again, don't forget to use your login, drboysprime.com. There's a ton of material in there. Every single lecture is recorded, and also we have the support team that's waiting to hear from you at support@theblackbusinessschool.com. If you want to join a private VIP session where there's only four of you in the room, you can do that. Or also, if you want to do a one-on-one, you can also email support@theblackbusinessschool.com. They can set you up for that. Okay, so let's see. Jennifer asks, what are your thoughts on GNL, INO, and O for selling call options? You know what? I don't have those stocks in front of me, Jennifer. I can look at those in class. But what I can say is that the best assets out there for selling calls, in my opinion, are the assets that are on the moneymakers list. These are stocks that I curated and I found based on things like implied volatility, risk level, stuff like that. And that list, if you log into drboysprime.com, there is a list in there that you can just look at. And there's like 25 stocks or something that I put in there. Or maybe it's 20 or something. It's a big number. And so you can grab any of those and those will generate pretty good income, but you got to make sure that you follow the procedure to manage your risk because I don't want bad things to happen. And again, remember, this is not investing advice. This is just me telling you what I'm doing and also what I would do if I was, you know, dealing with some of these other companies. All right. So let's see. Kawana Norman says, Dr. Watkins, if I want to generate $10,000 in monthly income selling options, what are stocks I could purchase now? Go to that moneymakers list, log into drboysprime.com, look at the moneymakers list. It's right there. How many shares would I need to buy starting to sell options? Okay. It depends on the stock, Kawana, but I know people that maybe generate $10,000 a week. I mean, if you really think about it with simple math, right? Think of it like you're selling candy bars, right? And let's say that your goal was to make $10,000 a week selling candy bars. Instead of selling stock options, you're selling candy bars. And let's say you could sell these candy bars for 50 cents a piece, right? And your goal is to make $10,000 a week selling candy bars. Well, that would mean that if the candy bars are 50 cents a piece and you want to make $10,000 a week, you need to be able to sell 20,000 candy bars, right? So effectively, for the most part, and it's hard to really pinpoint an exact number for stocks because you can calibrate different things. You can change time. You can change the strike prices to change the amount of income you receive. But if on average you're making 50 cents per candy bar, then you would need to sell 20,000 candy bars to make $10,000 a week. So a goal you could set for yourself is if on average you're making 50 cents per contract or per per option that you sell, then you would just say, okay, let me get 20,000 shares so I can sell 20,000 options and make that $10,000 a week. Some of you are already doing that. It's not that crazy or difficult to do, but you have to have a capital base. So what does that look like to own 20,000 shares of anything? Well, if you have 20,000 shares of stock and each share costs $20, then that would be 200,000 times two, which would be $400,000. If you use margin, then maybe you only have to come up with half the money or two thirds of the money, right? So you're coming up with a little bit more than 200K, 200 to 300K. I know for some of you, that's a gigantic number, but for those of you that have been investing and putting money in your 401k and putting money in your home equity, that number is actually feasible. Or if you have a family investment club where you pull your money together, so process this. Okay, so let's do this math right now. Let's kind of use our imagination and have a little bit of fun. What if I got together with one cousin, another cousin, and another cousin, and we found a way to pull together $200,000, and then we went and we used margin to scale up the amount of assets that we can actually control as a family? So we're now controlling, let's say, theoretically, $350,000 to $400,000 worth of stock, and let's say that that amounts to, on average, about 20,000 shares of a diversified portfolio where the average option is selling for 50 cents a piece. Well, then at that point, we can go in every week, sell those options, bring in $10,000 a week to the family. I split it up with my three cousins. You get 3,000, you get 3,000, you get 3,000, right? And then over the course of that year, 3,000 times 52, that's $150,000 a year. So literally each of us is making six figures without working. So to me, that's an American dream. That's a dream, and that's a feasible dream, to be able to get together with three people, be able to raise $200,000 and be able to make this move. And then you'd have to have the training to kind of know what to do and kind of calibrate it. But literally, this is good money, and it's six figures, and a lot of, you know, that's about almost what a doctor makes, and you're not doing any work to get that money. So I would be creative in terms of how you build your capital base, but I think this is a worthwhile endeavor. This is actually more interesting to me than any other money-making endeavor I've ever seen. It's definitely more valuable than like a college degree, because a college degree, you might make six figures if you're lucky, but you got to go to school for a long time, and then you got to go to work, and you got to deal with all these stupid people on the job every day. And so you're selling thousands of hours of labor, thousands of hours of your life in order to make that money. With this process, if you've got a capital base, it requires no work at all. You don't have to leave the house. You can stay in the bed. I sell my options every Monday from my bed. I wake up, I roll over, my wife is next to me, I want to cuddle back up with her, I roll over, I boop, 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 sell my options, they put $10,000, $15,000 in my bank account, shoot the money over to my wife so she can pay the credit card bills, and then I roll back over, cuddle up with her again, and go right back to sleep. That's a pretty cool existence, but it takes time to kind of work to get there, but I think it's doable for anybody that is a saver or that has some money sitting there that's inactive. Most people don't know how to do this. So there's instructions on how to do this if you log in at drboyceprime.com. Again, also, if you email support@theblackbusinessschool.com and you want to do a one-on-one with me where I can sit there and I can literally show you exactly what I do, I don't mind doing that. It's totally up to you. All right. So let me move on to the next question. Let's see. Jennifer's asking about liquid versus illiquid stocks and the effects that they have on options trading. Illiquid stocks are stocks I just don't mess with a lot. I really like liquid stocks because liquidity is important. Liquidity affects the transactions cost of that asset. Liquidity affects the bid-ask spread. If the stock is illiquid, that spread gets pretty massive, and also the market gets pretty murky. It's like trying to go swimming in the mud. You don't go swimming in the mud. You want to swim in a lake that's got plenty of water and plenty of liquidity. You don't want to swim in a swamp. And so literally, illiquid assets, I don't like to mess with them. I just don't. The most illiquid asset I'll mess around with might be a small business or real estate. But even now, I'm actively replacing some of my real estate with stock options because it's a much more liquid business. It requires less work and the money's better. So why wouldn't I go for a business? If I'm going to set up a business, think about this. If I have $50,000 to pour into a new business, I got like maybe a 30% chance the business is going to be successful, because 80% of all black owned businesses fail anyway. And then even then, before I even find out if it's going to work, it's going to take me maybe a year or two of time of trial and error, trying to figure out the business model. It's also going to cost me insane amounts of money because I have the initial startup capital plus all the money I thing while I'm trying to get this business going, as I'm exhausting myself every single day trying to make this business work. If you have that capital, I think it's better to just go buy shares in a business that's already succeeding which would be right there on the stock market. There are billion-dollar companies that already know how to make money. You can literally just be along for the ride. So literally all these companies that I invest in that I make my income from, the businesses I am in now, for the most part, are businesses that I do not actively participate in. And actually, I've divested from a lot of my illiquid businesses. I've divested from a lot of the real estate because I don't think that that's the best way to make money. That's just my two cents. All right. So let's see. Ethylene, I registered for Prime program today, followed instructions, did not see the live class. I could not participate in the chat because it was a recording. Will I receive email next class? Yes. We have another email. We have another class this week, Ethylene, on Thursday. We're going to send out email. We're going to send out text messages. Make sure you get on the text list. You can text the word options to 87948. If you text options to 87948, we will notify you when the next class is. That's options to the number 87948. And also, we will send you an email. We will send out carrier pigeons. We will do everything we can to try to get your attention to bring you into the next class. Also, don't forget that every morning we do financial consciousness training, which is that's free. That's free to everybody in the Black Business School. And that's where we talk about what it means to be financially aware. And we just talk about money. And I just sort of put you on a financial frequency where you can see money, understand money, and be more observant of all the money that's all around you instead of thinking that money is a scarce resource. Remember, you live in the richest country in the world. Money is everywhere. And so ultimately, I would love to support you on that. So if you'd like to join us in the morning, Money in the Morning, we do this every single day, 7 days a week, 10 a.m. every single morning. It's totally free. Just text the word morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, to 87948. Text morning to 87948. Sean Brown, Dr. Boyce, are you planning on teaching trading options on futures in the near future? You know what? We haven't covered a lot of options on futures, but we might do that. In case you don't know, the futures market, the options market, it means that you, an option means you have the right, but not the obligation to buy or sell an asset on or before a certain date at a certain price. A futures contract is just like an options contract, except instead of having the right, but not the obligation, you actually are obligated to do it. So an example where a futures contract might be used to minimize risk is if you have an airliner that says, we got to buy a bunch of oil in 6 months, and we don't want the price of oil to move on us. So they'll do a futures contract for that's, you know, expires in 6 months, where they need a certain amount of oil delivered to them at a certain price. So they'll make an agreement on the price. So futures contracts are interesting. There are options on futures. We haven't talked about that a lot in class, but we can explore that for sure. Daryl Watkins says, I'm new to the options trading, but learning slowly through your program. Is it best to own 100 shares before selling calls? It's not just best, Daryl. It's absolutely required. You cannot sell call options, not covered calls, without owning at least 100 shares of stock. And also, we don't even talk about naked calls because they're so dangerous that I cannot in good conscience show you how to do that. And in fact, your broker probably won't allow you to do it because naked calls are one of the riskiest investments that a person can ever make. Next question. Jermaine Fletcher says, how do you use margin investing to access to get access to the 50% more to buy stocks? Well, with Robinhood, they have something called Robinhood Gold, which gives you access to interest and margin. You may want to look at that. Once you sell a covered call, when and how do you know when you get paid? Well, you get paid instantly. I mean, the money goes right into your account. You'll see your buying power go up. Now, they still have to sort of, you know, hold some stuff in escrow to just see how the transaction plays out, especially if you do something like a credit spread or a or you sell a put. They have collateral and stuff like that. But for the most part, you'll get income like right away, right? Your buying power goes up right away as soon as you sell that call. Like you sell that call or you sell 1,000 options at $1 a piece. You know, options on 1,000 shares, you get $1,000 put into your bank account. They're like, thank you very much. And what you've effectively done is it's almost like selling land. You sold, except you haven't sold land, you've sold possibility. You've sold the upside on a stock. You've sold a little bit of the upside, but you don't have to sell it all. You can sell a piece of it and keep a piece of it for yourself. So it's just like if I sell off a little piece of land, get some income, but I still own a lot of land, that's pretty good for me. So it's almost like taking on a business partner. Once you sell a cover call, okay, let's see here. What account does the money go into? Okay, we already talked about that. Is there a way to keep track of your weekly earnings? You can just write it down. You know, every week you can literally go through each call. It'll tell you the price per option and the number of options you sell. So you sell the first set of options, you sell 800 of those at $1 a piece. You get $800 for that stock. Then you sell the next 1,000 for $1.50, you get $1,500. So the 800 plus $1,500 is $2,300. You can literally just go down the list and just document that and write that all down. And that's kind of a great way to do it, right? So it kind of depends on how you want to approach it. And also really, the way you decide how much income to pull out of it, a lot of times depends on what you need. Like, how much income do you need that week? Right. So like some of you, your goal is to replace your bills. So when we sit together, you know, in some of our private sessions, I'll say, okay, how much do your bills cost? And so one couple said, okay, our bills are about $6,000 a month. I said, okay, would you like to replace your bills with selling options? And they said, yes. I said, okay, let me show you exactly what I would do. This is not investing advice, but this is what I do. This is what I own. Then this is how much income you would generate. And if you have a decent capital base, it's very, very straightforward, very, very easy to do. And then it's just a matter of managing the risk so you can maintain the value of your portfolio. All right. So let's see. Next question. But remember, with investing, though, never forget, investing always has risk. So I want to make this 100% clear. This is the best way I've ever seen to make money. But every type of investing involves risk. So you really have to also learn. One of the reasons we created the Black Financial Therapy Department, and we have therapists in the Black Business School, is because your investor psychology is really critical to your ability to manage risk and to understand risk and to deal with the ups and downs of the market. And so if you are a person that cannot deal with a lot of volatility, then you probably need to reduce your risk profile, right? And it's a personal decision. Or if you want to stomach the risk, then you have to find sort of a procedure and a process where you're only dealing with an amount of risk that you can actually manage and not freak out about. And so that's why we have the therapist there. And my wife actually has workbooks on financial anxiety if you want to process that and try to get better at dealing with that. It's all at drboycebooks.com. Drboycebooks.com is where we have our flashcards for kids, a lot of stuff there. All right, so let's see. Next question. Can you explain how to generate income simply through premium contracts? Okay, we already talked about that. If you log in at drboyceprime.com, there are literally 10,000 examples there. Well, not literally, but maybe more like 80 or 90. Do I need to be the writer, seller, or buyer? Okay, if you want to make income, you are the writer and the seller. You're not the buyer. The buyer is the person who gives you money. I don't have funds for covered calls or puts. I plan on trading premium contracts for profit. Is this achievable by selling, buying before the expiration date? Okay, so if you're talking about like doing something that's kind of like a day trading sort of thing, or maybe doing credit spreads require collateral. If you're doing something like buying options, that requires less capital, but it's very, very risky because you could lose all your money. But we have a lot of different strategies in there. We have, we break down the stock replication strategy. If you want to buy options and you get some long-term equity, the leaps at long-term equity anticipation contract set up, or you want to do something like the poor man's covered call, we show you how to do that. If you want to do butterflies and strangles and condors and straddles and everything else, we have all that covered. And so if you log into drboyceprime.com, everything is there. If it's not there or you cannot see it, don't forget, you can email support@theblackbusinessschool.com. Write that email down. Keep it nearby so that if you have any questions, you can reach out to our support team and they will help you. They are right there for you and they have your back 100%. Okay, last question, then we're done. The last question is a repeat of the previous question, so we're finished. Okay, guys. All right, so I'm going to bounce one out of here. I hope that this discussion was helpful to you. Don't forget, we have class on Thursday, so you will get a notification on the text list of when we have class. If you're not on the text list, text the word options to 87948 and we will reach out to you. Also, we're doing a Prime 101 session again soon. And also those of you that were at the Stock Options Summit in Los Angeles, I promised you guys a follow-up as well. So we're going to do all of that this week. So let's get in here. Let's be smart. Let's make money. There's money out here. So let's go get it. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Peace.